This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1432, the tiny words in English that make a big difference.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 150 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. Today, we get another great question from a listener who picked up on Aubrey's use of the word of in another episode. Today, find out the nuances of using the word of in English and why it matters. Listen in today. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Hey, Michelle, I'm doing really well. How about you?
I'm good. So what kinds of things? Well, sorry, I messed it up right from the start, guys. Okay, I have to start this over. Take two. All right. What things do you kind of look for when searching for an apartment?
Oh my gosh. For me, when I look for an apartment, it's all about location. Michelle, I want to be near a coffee shop. I want to be near some restaurants, maybe some bars just to enjoy, go out, breweries. I want to be near a park. It's all about location.
Definitely. Yeah. Well, I mean, for me, well, two of the things I look for are the ability to walk around, the neighborhood, and the price.
Yes. Good stuff. Oh, it's funny how we started that wrong, but we started it natural too, right? So you said, what kinds of things do you look for? And that construction could be a completely different episode.
Right. Well, we're going to touch on it a little bit today, I think, but we are going to answer a really good listener question today from Chuck. Okay. And so we are going to answer this question. And it goes along with what we were just saying. So Lindsay, why don't we get into the question?
All right. So this is from Chuck. I'm writing over here from Taiwan. It's been 3.5 years listening to All Ears English.
Wow.
Oh my gosh, that is amazing.
That's amazing.
And that's amazing. The time has just flown without noticing it. Wow. Chuck, thank you for listening
to All Ears English
for so long. That is incredible. That is so good. We're happy to have you. A question just coming up. I have a question that's just come up and I would like to bring it up. When reading the transcripts for episode 1380, a thorough answer, he saw an answer from based on Aubrey's curiosity about what key pieces of your goal to expand All Ears English. And he said that you make it succinct in the end as by saying those are the three things that I look for. I'm wondering what's the nuanced difference between the three things and three of the things and when to use one in a more distinct way over the other in a certain situation. Woo, a good question, Chuck. And then he says, P.S. I know the vital piece affecting the meaning of the sentence is of, and that is the puzzle I've been puzzled for quite a while and eager to unpuzzle, even master it. Very creative use of that word. I'm grateful for what you've made through these years. It's amazing. I'm honored to be a part of it. Hope Aww. There's no end to this wonderful thing. Well, I hope so too. That's awesome. How good. That's great.
That's great. Yeah. Thank you so much, Chuck, for that question. Yeah. It's a really good one. So we're going to get into it in a second, but before we get started, we did episode all the way back, episode 628. Mm-hmm. Which is how to use kind of, sort of, and pretty much in English. So some of what we talked today might be in that episode a little bit. So definitely mm-hmm. listen to that to get more from that topic.
Okay, good. And again, Chuck mentioned that he found this question based on reading the transcripts. So guys, if you want to be able to read the transcripts too, you can go over to allearsenglish.com/subscribe and get those delivered to you every Monday by email. Okay.
Awesome. Cool. Yeah, because I don't know if Chuck, if he hadn't been reading the transcripts, he may not have caught that, right? Yeah. So that's why it's so essential to have the transcripts, guys. It's going to help a lot. It's going to really, really up your learning. It's going to up your speaking. So it's going to be great. So yeah. Okay. So let's jump into it, Lindsay. So again, it sounds like this is something Aubrey said. So she must have said, those are kind of the three things that I look for, or three of the things.
Okay. All right.
Hey, very mm-hmm. interesting.
Okay. So let's clarify for a second what exactly were, because I got a little bit confused with that question. Yeah. And our listeners might have. So what do we want to show our listeners here today? Like, what are we going to teach them? Just to be really clear.
Right. So the question was about the use of the word of.
Okay.
Right. Of. Mm-hmm. So he said he's puzzled about the use of the word of. Okay. Mm-hmm. And he's wondering what's the difference between saying the three things and three of the things.
Okay. All right. That's okay. Really clear. All right. Let's keep going. I got it now.
There we go. Yeah. There we go. So we're going to unpack this. So, okay. I mean, we're talking about also just this kind of expression, kind of the three things, right? Mm-hmm. So if you say the three things, those are the three things. It's mm-hmm. like, that's it. Right?
Yes.
These are the three things. Okay. So let's start out with that. But now let's get into this first part. Those are kind of the three things that I look for. So what does kind of mean here?
Okay. So yeah, this is kind of a separate point, right? From the three of the things or mm-hmm. the three things, right? So, but just as a side point, so kind of just is a generalization word. It's kind of.
Yeah.
It's kind of a filler. Okay, yeah. It's kind of a filler word. Would you say that, Michelle? That
it yeah, kind of is, I mean, yeah. I think it means like about, like kind of being, kind mm-hmm. of being a little bit general. And I wanted to talk about this kind of. I didn't want to leave it out because I think it is important to put this into the episode because it was important in understanding that whole thing that Aubrey said, right? Mm-hmm. So, that's what we're going to go with for today. So let's do an example. If I say to you, Lindsay, I kind of want a briny. Can I have a briny? Lindsay, I kind of want a brownie right now.
Yeah. So you're saying basically you're when you say it that way, it's I don't know. You are trying not to be too direct, but you're also saying this is what I want. I'm having this craving. Maybe you're a little bit embarrassed about it or something, right?
Right.
So it's a way of kind of softening what you're saying.
Right. It does kind of soften it. Haha, kind of. See, I keep on saying it. That's what I want to.
You say it so much.
Yeah. Right. It does soften it. So if I say, oh, yeah, kind of soften it, softens it. It does soften it because otherwise I would say it softens it.
Yeah. I mean, why do we not say it softens it? Because we want our language to have personality.
Yeah.
we want our language to reflect our own personality. You could say it softens it, but that would be, straightforward, direct, maybe a little boring. Okay. Right. So this adds personality to what you're saying.
Right. Or another example is, this is kind of what I was looking for. So I'm imagining I'm in a store and I'm looking for like a specific colored dress for a picture I'm taking or something like that. And mm-hmm. I might say, oh, this is kind of what I was looking for. So this is a little bit different. It's like the use here is more like it's almost.
Well, I think it's important to note the difference in intonation that could change the meaning here, Michelle, right? So if you've almost found what you're looking for, but not quite, you know, saying this is kind of what I was looking for.
Right.
But if you're excited and you've basically found what you want, you would say, this is kind of what I was looking for.
Yes. Ooh. Oh my gosh, Lindsay, I'm glad you brought that up. That is a really important point because otherwise this could be getting a little confusing.
Yeah, guys. So intonation matters a lot when it comes to using kind of. So just keep that in mind throughout the episode and listen to how we use intonation. Maybe again, get those transcripts and compare our intonation for these examples. Okay.
Definitely. Or one more is, these chairs are kind of what I just bought. Or like Lindsay said, you could say, these chairs are kind of like what I just bought.
Kind of like what I just bought means you're not quite satisfied. You know, these aren't quite going to match what I just bought, like the picnic table I bought, right? The color's not the right match, but it's almost the right match, or it's basically the right match and you're satisfied.
Right.
That's a really important point.
Right. Definitely love it.
Guys, thanks for listening to All Ears English. Make sure you hit subscribe so you don't miss a single episode this fall. We have some super exciting stuff coming up for you, so hit subscribe now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, so let's move on to the second part. So then Aubrey says, or three of the things.
Okay.
So this is really interesting. So of is being used to signify that these three things are a piece of what Aubrey's looking for.
Yes. This is so important because the little preposition can make a huge difference.
Oh, right? My goodness, right? So again, if she said these are three things I'm looking for,
or the three
it makes
things.
It or the three things, that is more definite, like it's over, right? So again, she said those are kind of the three things that I look for, so the three, and it's only three out of three, right?
Exactly. But when we use of, it expands out and there could be more things, right?
Exactly. So let's do an example, Lindsay. What's one example?
Okay, one of the best parts of living in New York is being near so many restaurants. So you're not saying like the best part.
Right.
You're saying there are many great parts. One of the many.
Right. Exactly. Or here's another one. Two of my favorite books are by that author.
Or three of my best friends live in Indiana, but maybe you have six best friends.
Right. Exactly. So again, that's... Yeah,
sorry. Go ahead, Michelle. No, I was just going to say it's almost like we're imagining like saying three of my six best friends, but you're taking that out. You're taking that part out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly. Like, or one of the 10 best parts of living in New York, or two of my five favorite books, right? Yeah, that's a good point. It's like it's like you have to imagine it more like being a fraction in a way.
Kind of. Yeah, that's the key. I like that.
Yeah. So again, guys, this kind of, we're talking about a few things today. Kind of, which is more general, right? And it depends on your intonation. And we're also talking about adding of, right? And how that can change. So I think that this is a really good question. We're covering a lot here, but let's go over some other uses. Kind of. So if someone asks you a question, so for example, Lindsay, do you want to go to the beach?
Kind of. Right. So that means that can be a response in itself, just that much, right? Kind of. But I also want to, you know, study today because I have an exam coming up.
Right. Exactly. So that's a good one. So then also we have kinds of or kind of, right? And that perhaps is more in the other episode. So we're just going to touch on it briefly. But if I said we ordered three kinds of pizza for the party, or I love all kinds of pie, but my favorite kind of pie is apple pie.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, I love all kinds of pie, but my favorite kind, singular, of pie is apple pie. Yeah, good
definitely.
Stuff.
Definitely. And then with of, you could also use out with these. Okay. So for example, you could say three of the four students did the homework. So to show a fraction. So like we were saying before, you could even say three out of the four students did the homework.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then of all the friends I have, you are the most honest. So again, you're looking at of all your friends, this person is the most honest. Okay. Okay.
Definitely. Okay. Mm-hmm. So awesome. So guys, in general, it's easy to get intimidated by the tiny words in English, right? The ofs, ands, right? Because I think it's because they deal a lot with grammar. So I always think of those little words as the words that are like the glue holding the rest of the words together. So they're super important, but no one ever thinks about the glue. You know what I mean?
Interesting.
You just think of the final product. So, so that's just how I think of it. So those little words can be tricky and frustrating, but we gave you some ideas today with the word of. So our advice is, you know, think of the context. How is it being used, right? So is it three of my best friends, right? Or is it kind of, right? Also think of chunks, right? Like we talked about in the episode, kind of, sort of, things like that. And then what else can we do, Lindsay?
Well, we could listen. And again, listening is what you guys are doing now. Don't just listen to us. Listen to other native speakers. Listen to how others use it and mirror what you hear. That's the beauty of language is you can learn a lot just by mirroring. And that's how I learned Spanish by, you know, being either being physically in South America and just listening a lot or having language exchange partners in New York who spoke Spanish and just listening to them as much as I could. Right, just listen and mimic, okay?
Right,
you don't need to analyze everything. You can just say what other people are saying in a
sense, right? That's so true. Like, nobody knows that that's what you're doing, right?
That's kind of another secret, I think.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. And yeah, just keep practicing. Try it for yourself. So yeah, guys, again, before we go, we want to remind you, again, to really get everything down when you listen to our episodes, it's important to have the transcript, right? We got this whole question that is super helpful because our listener got the transcript. So again, get that at allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
All right. Sounds good, Michelle. Good one. And I'll talk to you very soon. Have a good one.
All right. Bye, Lindsay.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.